Hi, welcome to Bookie, which unlock big ideas from world bestsellers in audio, text, and mind map. Please download Bookie at Apple Store or Google Play with more features. Get your free mind snack now. Today we will unlock the book Elon Musk. In February 2018, SpaceX's Falcon Heavy rocket became capable of carrying the largest payloads in the world. It successfully made its maiden flight, completing its first stage recovery. The man behind SpaceX, Elon Musk, once again was in the spotlight. He is the very person who created Zip2, X.com, PayPal, SpaceX, Tesla, SolarCity, and Hyperloop. Seen through his high involvement in the areas of automobile, space technology, solar cell storage technology, satellite, fast-track transportation, and exoplanet colonization, Musk continuously updates the world's understanding of new technology. Today's book, Elon Musk, Tesla, SpaceX, and the Quest for a Fantastic Future, is the world's first authorized biography of Elon Musk. For the first time, it reveals the details of how Musk built and operates PayPal, Tesla, SpaceX, and SolarCity. With the many ups and downs ubiquitous of the business world, few CEOs have been able to be as glamorous and conspicuous as Musk. In his eventful years in the business and technology world, Musk is always the focus of media reports. In February 2018, SpaceX launched the Falcon Heavy rocket and put an exclusive Tesla Roadster in the fairing atop the rocket. This was Musk's original vehicle and the first consumer car that has ever been sent to space. The destination of the Roadster was the orbit of Mars, and is planned to be floating there permanently until the end of time. Musk used a sports car instead of a satellite to test the rocket's carrying capacity and to lower the cost. Additionally, he figured that launching a sports car would be more interesting and inspiring. He admitted that it was a bit silly but added, "Silly and fun things are important." In fact, it created a fantastic publicity effect. Some people even created a website to keep track of the location of this Roadster in the solar system. Elon Musk is an obsessive perfectionist dreamer. He is also an entrepreneur full of unique ideas and burning passion who keeps creating new business models. After Steve Jobs, he is the entrepreneur and industrialist of Silicon Valley who gets the most attention. From PayPal to Tesla, SpaceX, and SolarCity, his entrepreneurial journey went through numerous twists and turns. Still, every time when it seemed to be on the ropes, somehow it achieved a turnaround that amazed the whole world. His almost crazy obsession with technology makes him a legendary figure given his involvement and breakthrough in the areas of the internet, finance, automobile, aerospace, and clean energy. Over the course of nearly 4 years to write this book, Ashley Vance had in-depth conversations with Elon Musk for more than 40 hours, noting down in detail Musk's extraordinary business journey from the rough and barren South Africa to the peak of the world. During this period, for the first time, the author went to Tesla and SpaceX and did in-depth interviews with over 300 people, including Musk's partners, employees, family, and friends, in order to truthfully record the intriguing stories about Musk establishing and operating his world-changing companies. At the same time, he also revealed how Musk and fellow entrepreneurs focused on the startup itself, their abilities, methods, and experience in managing companies across multiple fields, as well as how they are able to keep increasing the pace of corporate innovation and competition with a great number of rivals. We will elaborate on Elon Musk's life experience in the following parts. Part 1, Elon Musk's growth. Part 2, Musk's subversion of the aerospace industry. Part 3, Musk and his new energy empire. Part 4, Musk challenging the limits of artificial intelligence. When speaking of Elon Musk, the first thing that may come to mind are high-tech products such as those of Tesla and SpaceX, or the ambitious journey of migrating to Mars. No doubt, what Musk has achieved was not made overnight. His enthusiasm for reading since childhood, his persistent curiosity about computers and new things, and his courage to explore and challenge, are all aspects that shape the unique character of Musk which we hear of today. On June 28, 1971, Elon Musk was born in an upper-class family in Pretoria, the administrative capital of South Africa. His father, Errol Musk, was an electrical and mechanical engineer. His mother came from a Canadian family with adventurous spirit and worked as a model, writer, and nutritionist. However, it was not a happy family. When Elon Musk was 8, his parents got divorced, and his father left. Musk and his two siblings continuously moved from one city to another with their mother. Due to constant moving, Musk barely made any friends during childhood. As a child, Musk was a short, typical nerd who loved reading a lot. Because he was so smart, he was often isolated and bullied by his classmates. After living with his mother for a few years, Musk chose to live together with his father. Deeply influenced by his father, from an early age, Musk showed a strong interest in science and technology. In primary school, he already knew the Encyclopedia Britannica like the back of his hand, and learned the secrets of the universe from The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. He delved deeply into reading as books opened an increasingly wonderful world for him. Every day, he could concentrate on reading for more than 10 hours. This even led to him finishing all the books in school and in the nearby libraries, making him ask the librarians to order more. Since he often fell into silence while concentrating on or thinking about something, his family thought he might be deaf. But in actuality, he was just fully focused on his inner thoughts and would often enter another world. Musk saw a computer for the first time when he was almost 10 years old. It was in a shopping mall. When he saw the computer at the corner of an electronics store, he right away felt awed. At that moment, he felt that it was a must for him to have it and try his hands at programming. Thus, he hounded his father and finally owned his first computer and an attached handbook of basic programming language. Though it was supposed to take 6 months to learn the program, Musk stayed up for 3 days to read it from back to front. Although his grades were not the best at school, he was selected to learn basic, COBOL, and Pascal languages because of his keen interest in science and technology. At the age of 12, he successfully designed a space game called Blastar and sold it to the magazine PC and Office Technology for $500, thus earning his first pot of gold. The inspiration of designing this game came from a science fiction book he had read before. Musk, who demonstrated a distinctive personality from an early age, was fated to be extraordinary. As a teenager, he firmly believed that he must go to the US in order to realize his dream. The opportunities for entrepreneurs in South Africa were very limited, making it almost a prison for people like Musk. To avoid mandatory military service, his desire to migrate to the US became more urgent. However, it was hardly possible to immigrate to the US from South Africa directly. Given that his mother had Canadian citizenship, Musk decided to take advantage of it. At 17, he left for Canada alone with a simple backpack and set out to explore a broader world. Nevertheless, as he just arrived in Canada, he was struck by the reality that his uncle, who used to live in Canada, had already moved. He thus became homeless and ended up staying in a youth hostel. Fortunately, he soon accepted reality and strived to pursue his goals. While traveling around Canada, he did a couple of part-time jobs and got admitted to Queen's University in Ontario in 1989. To realize the goal of going to the US to change the world and head to the center of state-of-the-art technology, in 1992, Musk transferred to the University of Pennsylvania for dual degrees on a scholarship. There, he pursued an economics degree from Wharton School and a bachelor's degree in physics. At college, he began to acutely explore the internet, clean energy, and space, three areas that influence the future of human development, and included them in his own ideal future business plan. After obtaining dual degrees from Pennsylvania, he entered Stanford University to pursue a PhD in material science and physics. However, he dropped out on the second day. He could no longer resist the temptation of the internet and couldn't wait to join the boom of internet startups, and rather aimed to immediately conquer the internet world. Since then, Musk set out on his entrepreneurial journey. In the early stage, he created an information service website called Zip2, which was something of a combination of Yelp and Google Maps. During the period of starting his own business, he kept working day and night and led a simple and fast-paced life. Later, he simply slept next to his office desk, not much different than a dog. He told his employees that whoever came to the office first the next day should kick him awake, in order for him to continue his work. Fortunately, all of his efforts were not futile. Zip2 gradually grew bigger and stronger. It not only attracted an important ally, a Canadian businessman who joined Zip2 as a co-founder, but also received a $3 million investment from a venture capital firm. What's more, Zip2's information service expanded from Silicon Valley to the entirety of the US and held a share of the world's classified network service. In 1998, Zip2 already acquired the ability to merge with its main competitor CitySearch for $300 million. The new company would retain the name CitySearch. In 1999, the PC maker Compaq Computer offered to pay a huge amount of money in order to acquire Zip2. Musk made $22 million from this sell. The success in selling his startup significantly boosted Musk's confidence, as well as his business ambition. As he had considered building an online bank for a long time, just 1 month after he sold Zip2, he established a finance startup called X.com. Within 10 months, X.com's small software development team created the world's first online bank and opened it to the public on the eve of Thanksgiving that year. In the ever-changing business world, Musk was involved in competitions and corporate coups one after another. As such, he lost his position at X.com with his influence in the company quickly fading, and the company renamed PayPal. Usually in this situation, Musk would viciously fight back for his status, but this time, he acted like a prince. He accepted the change of his title and position, kept investing in the company, and became its largest shareholder. In June 2002, eBay offered $1.5 billion to acquire PayPal, and Musk netted about $250 million or $180 million after taxes. At this time, his vision had gone beyond planet Earth. He looked up at the sky with his mind wandering to outer space. He decided to use the money to realize his wildest dream. Today we are just sharing limited content. To unlock more key insights of world-class bestseller, please download our app. Just search for BOOKEY at Apple Store or Google Play. Get your free mind snack now.
Dir hat dieser Podcast gefallen? Dann klicke jetzt auf Abonnieren und empfehle ihn weiter. Bleib immer auf dem Laufenden und folge uns bei Twitter, Instagram und Facebook. Mehr Podcasts findest du auf meinpodcast.de.